Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now going to be dealing with lesson number 14, which is on 1 and 2 Kings. The objectives of this particular lesson are this. You're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1 and 2 Kings. You'll be able to identify to whom these books were written, state the purpose of each book, and write the key verses of the books of 1 and 2 Kings from memory, and state the life and ministry principles for 1 and 2 Kings. So as an introduction, the author was possibly Jeremiah. It was written to Israel, and the purpose was to continue the record of God's dealings with his people, Israel. The key verse is found in chapter 19, verse 18. The life and ministry principle are this, that compromise may seem easy, but is always costly later. The main characters are David, Solomon, kings of Judah and Israel, and you'll see the chart on the kings. You'll have Naboth, Ahab, Elijah, and Elisha. Okay, so let's get into the outline. So first off, point number one, we have the reign of King Solomon, and that starts in chapter 1 and goes through chapter 11. Then we have point A, his anointing as king, which starts again in chapter 1. And then point B, David's challenge to Solomon and the death of David. That's in chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Then we have Solomon's marriage and choice of wisdom, and that starts in chapter 3, verse 1. Then, and point D, is we have Solomon's administration. That's chapter 4, verse 1. We have the building activities of Solomon. That's chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Then we have the wealth and splendor of Solomon. That's chapter 9, starting at verse 1. And Solomon's sin, which is chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And point number 2, the reigns of the kings of Judah in Israel, starts in chapter 12, verse 1, and goes through chapter 22, and also continues into 2 Kings. And again, you'll be able to see the chart of the different kings. So point A is the ascension of Rehoboam, which is chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Then we have Judah's kings, Rehoboam to Jehoshaphat, which starts in chapter 13, verse 1. We have Israel's kings, which start at Jeroboam to Ahaziah. That's chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And then we get into the ministry of the prophet Elijah to Israel, and that's starting in chapter 17, verse 1. And I will give an introduction to 2 Kings. So the author is possibly Jeremiah again, and it's written to Israel. And the purpose is to continue the record of God's dealing with his people Israel. And the key verses are found in chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. The life and ministry principle are the kingdoms of this world are temporal. They rise and fall upon God's control. The main characters are the kings of Israel and Judah. Again, see the chart, Elisha and Elijah. So, Roman numeral number 1, the point is the ministry of Elisha and the continuing record of the kings of Israel that's starting in chapter 1, verse 1. Then the record of kings of Israel and Judah, that's chapter 11, verse 1 through 17, verse 41. And that's continued from the 1 Kings record. And then the third point are the reigns of Judah's kings, which are Hezekiah to Zedekiah, starting in chapter 1, verse 24 through verse 30. So you want to check the chart of Kings, and that's it for this lesson. And go ahead and do your self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.